when I'm designing jewelry, I feel connected. I go off into my own world. I guess I feel at peace. I have a lot of fun putting things together in ways that are unexpected. I like scale, I like color, I like shapes, I like textures. There's something really interesting about how you can put things together in ways that are surprising. Creating things is like my life flow. Like, that's what makes me happy. It's how I feel connected back to everything else, is by creating. My name is Lauren Harwell Godfrey, and I am a fine jewelry designer. Harwell Godfrey is known for its maximalist kind of approach to jewelry. Very colorful, very intricate with patterns, a lot of details, and I would say geometric is also a word that comes to mind. I like fitting things together in this geometric kind of pattern way. I talk a lot about my work being inspired by the African diaspora. I'm certainly inspired by travel, trips to Morocco and India, and, you know, places where the handicrafts are just so robust have certainly influenced the work that I like to do. We are in my studio right now, which is in Northern California, but I do a lot of my production in New York. That's kind of the predominant place where production happens and actually making the jewelry. Well, the piece that I'm taking you through are my 5-stone totem drop huggies, which is a pair of earrings, and they're very gemmy. They're long. There's different colors used in interesting ways. There's different types of stones. There's different shapes. It's maximalist. It kind of goes back to all the things that I love to do. I started with a sketch, and I actually sketched those out. I find that my greatest success comes when I'm as specific as possible with them to getting that end piece to look like what I had in my head. And then from that point, we take that and we have a CAD designer that we really like to work with, who gets our work and knows how we like things. So we get these files where you can turn things around and look at them in 3D. So it gives me a really good sense. Then we make either a silver casting or a wax casting. And for these, we did silver. So it's very easy to like take those around and like set stones into them. And I also drew an inspiration for colors that I wanted. And I was like, these are generally speaking the colors that I want. But then I had to go and find those stones to fit those colors. And there was like a price point that I'm trying to hit. So there's all these different things that inform the stones. So we had to go out, find the right sources for those stones. I have different gem dealers that I like to work with, and I feel like those relationships have really, you know, developed over time and me like learning more about their process and where things are coming from and how they're sourcing and just kind of seeing their overall, you know, what they have to offer.
Like maybe we do like a big stone up here.
Here's a different green that's a little smaller.
Yeah, it's quite a specimen, so that would be really incredible.
Sometimes people actually like reach out to me and just introduce themselves. So they kind of come in from different places, but then over time, as you work with them and you see their goods and you learn more about, you know, what they're up to, you figure out the ones that like most closely align to my needs, from like the colors and the kinds of stones and the scale of the stones that I like to work with to, you know, does this fit in with kind of the overall vision that I have